do have some questions that I want to ask you about quickly, and then maybe we can go from there.
Perfect.
Okay, the kids that were there, the kids and the adults at the camp, how did they get to the camp?
How did they get to the camp? Yeah. Well, the Nasir, who put this camp together, Abdul Al-Kabir, was a teacher and toured with Disney. He put it up on the internet. Are we on air now? Or?
Yep.
Yeah, he put it up on the internet, and he was getting calls from people as far away as Australia saying, this is a hoax, right? Dennis Chambers, Horacio Negro, I mean, Dennis Chambers on a farm in Canada, come on, this is a joke, right? And he said, no, it's happening. So, yeah, you had to look it up, you had to find it on the internet, and take the risk that these guys were actually going to show up.
Was there a cost to it other than getting there?
Yeah, there was a cost to it. They ended up doing a scholarship, so that four of the students that were there were on scholarship, so they didn't have to pay.
Okay.
But for the week, it was a very minor fees. I can't remember, but it was under $2,000. You know, it was quite reasonable.
Right, and that's for everything inclusive, I guess.
Yeah, food and everything.
Yeah. Now, is this something that he's planning on doing moving forward, or is it just like a one-time event?
Yeah, they're going to try to keep it going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, okay, well, that's interesting. So when I was watching this film, because I've seen so many documentaries, I love them and everything, is I noticed my feeling for it was that it was more of a performance educational film, you know. And that was interesting because, as I had mentioned on the show earlier, is that it may give it a bigger life. Because right now you got theatrical and DVDs and all that stuff is great. But with the sort of component of the educational side of it, you really have a situation where you can go into schools, universities, and making it as a teaching prop for things.
Yeah, so that's right. And I mean for drummers, they'll get a DVD and they'll play it over 6,000 times. You know, I think that's what the Globe said. You know, they'll play it over and over until they wear it out. And so, yeah, so it does have that whole component of just watching these guys play. You know, we shot overhead cameras and, you know, we had great coverage so that you could really do, a detailed observation of what they're doing. We had a foot pedal camera so you can see what's going on with their feet. You don't get to see all those angles, you know. But the film, for me, you know, in the end was like a masterclass in life. These guys are so full of joy and compassion and love for each other. And so, you know, I was just on a high from being with these guys.
Well, considering that, I did a little research on it and looked at a few of your things, and we were talking about how you have, and I mentioned this on the show, you sort of said you had a crossroads when you were young, and it was film or music, and you went the film route, and you've done a great job since then, but do you sort of now twinge? Because I saw at the end of the film, you're on the drums, and from what I gather, that's the first time you've done that in years.
Yeah, first time I've done it since I left them. I gave up my drums 17, you know, when I was 17. So, yeah, it was amazing, realizing, you know, I buried it so deeply because it was such a painful decision I'd made to quit and to go to work at a film studio. So coming back to it, it was like, you know, why did I... I didn't have to completely abandon the drums. So the fact of being there, I didn't tell any of the guys I was a drummer in my past, and the students eventually pushed me onto the drums, and I just reconnected with this world. I reconnected with my youth, and
are you playing now?
My house is now full of drums.
Are you playing now again?
Yeah, I've started playing the djembe. I'm taking lessons with the djembe. I've got some bongos, and I haven't quite got the set yet, the full drum kit, but that's coming next.
Well, who composed, because I've been playing the opening, you know, yeah, that little opening that you had. We opened the show with that little thing from your movie, and now I've been playing a few times
the opening the music.
Yeah, the opening music and the closing music.
That's composed by Jonathan Goldsmith.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a great composer. He did our last film, Passage, and he's a musician, and he's one of the best film composers in the country.
And that was just for your film, I would guess, right?
He did that, yeah, he wrote that specifically to open the film.
And what about the closing?
The closing was Soul Power, and Kenwood Dennard, who's the last guy performing the film, he's playing drums on that cut.
Oh, yeah.
And it was written by James Brown and Maceo Parker. It's actually Maceo Parker who's performing it, and Kenwood's on drums. So we thought it was a nice fit. It's about soul power, and I think that's what the whole film is about soul power.
Well, that's what I did. I've actually taken some of that, and I'm actually... I played that a few times throughout the show, and then I'm going to play it once we're off. I'm going to play it to end the show.
Great.
Because I just think it's a, you know, it's upbeat.
It's upbeat. It's uplifting. It's what those guys were all about, you know, the rhythm and blues guys, and all these drummers are so positive. The positive energy is like for a year.
Well, it's the truth is, you know, when you do something you love and you can make a living at it,
yeah.
there's nothing like it.
No, exactly.
And, you know, I mean, like you said, you were lucky enough, you went into film, and, like, I mean, starting the Doc Organization, it's an amazing organization.
Yeah.
You were one of the founders with that.
Yeah.
And the movies, I said, you won awards, you know, you did everything, but then now, you know, when you've already, you know, proven yourself that you've made the right decision, now you come back to this old love, and it's almost like this is what you're going to move into next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so it's music. Like, it's interesting because I'd buried that music thing, but I was always very aware that, you know, of rhythm, because filmmaking is about rhythm and pacing, and so the drumming and that music background really did help, you know, me in terms of making films. So and you work with music, of course, in film as part of the creative process. So, but it just put me back, you know, right in the seat. You know, wanting to actually play again, and you know, drums are very accessible. You know, I hope the film inspires people to play, because you know, anybody has the potential to start playing. You know, and it's a wonderful instrument, especially for teenagers and, you know, are going through all this stuff. You know, you go out there and you bang away, and you just feel great. You know, it's just a wonderful instrument.
Oh yeah. So what we'll do now is, because the next show is gonna start in a couple of minutes. We've already gone a little into our time, but. Since we did have a technical issue and brought you in, we wanted to sort of let everyone hear you and hear what you had to say, at least quickly.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's starting tomorrow on Friday. If you're a drummer, it's a must. You know what I mean? And that's the way it works. If you're not a drummer and you're not into it, it may not be for you. But if you're a drummer, it's definitely for you.
But can I comment on
sure.
that? Sure. Because we at screenings, mm-hmm. you know, we were the top 10 Canadian film at the Vancouver Film Festival. And at Hot Docs, we were got the audience award. And only 10% of the audience were drummers. So there's a huge, everybody's loving this film. It's not just a film for drummers. And that's what surprised me. I thought drummers are going to love this film. That's a no-brainer. But the audience, general audience, I've got people coming up to me who love the symphony and said this is amazing.
Well, it's because what happens is you see some really cool stuff.
Yeah.
But then you have to talk to these people. And like I mentioned that comment about the guy saying making drums with the... you know, from the X-rays.
Yeah, so exactly.
Anyway, I'm going to have to, we're going to end this off with the closing with Soul Power.
Cool.
And, good luck with it. And
yeah, thanks for having me on. Sorry, that's too bad about the technical. I would have loved to spend more time chatting with you.
What are you going
to
do? You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. We're able to get you, and that's the most important thing.
Thanks again, eh?
All right, yeah, okay. You too.
All the best.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.